Okay, young people and Jelani.
Yes.
Because you're no longer young.
Bitch.
It's getting there. Anyway. Your weekly dosage of funny. How does a train eat?
Because it choo-choo.
Oh, look at you.
I got it?
Yes. I'm finally, thank God I don't have the job anymore.
You guys, I got the joke. Bitch, okay, I'm coming for your neck. Okay, I'm coming for your neck. Because you ain't gonna never come get a joke on, that I'm gonna fucking...
Come on, choke me, daddy. Come for my neck.
I'm sorry, I got the joke. That was a really simple one. That was like kindergarten.
I
did level.
It for you. I had to do it for you. I had to dumb it down. You know, you can't have beauty and brains.
Well.
Okay, then this is where you like cut in the music.
Hi, friend.
Who's that? I don't know her.
You don't know her?
I don't know that bitch.
Well.
Tell her to run up.
Run up, get done up.
Run up, get done up. What is it? Hold on. Run up, get done up. What did Lana say to Azaria?
I don't know. Pull up, you know, to Addy? Something like that.
I think so. I should have used that reference. Pull up, you know, to Addy.
Ugh. I mean, clearly I'm not the Addy, bitch. I'm here.
And she's here, girl.
The fuck?
She made it. Hold on, let's see what she said. What did she say? Ooh, let's pull up the receipts.
Let us know. Let the people know. Damn, bitch, don't let the people know. Like,
girl,
I mean, let them know today.
Play the music. Can we throw, you know, like, drum roll, please?
Oh, hell no, bitch. If you can't find it out.
Oh, you know the Addy, pull up anytime. Say it to my face. But if I were you, I wouldn't.
Yeah, sure. Anyways, hello. You know what we never do on this podcast?
What do we never do?
What's the name of our podcast, bitch?
We're doing a podcast?
Oh, this are we? Is? This is news?
I thought we were just talking.
Oh!
Hot breath.
You're so annoying.
Anyway, go ahead. You know the title.
Hi, guys. We're back for another week of the foolishness. Foolishness. I kind of fucked that up a little
bit.
Can
you spell that?
Yes.
Go ahead.
F-O-O-L-I-S-H-N-E-S-S.
We're getting new alphabet letters. All I knew about was a regular S and a regular O.
Well, guess what? You learned something new, nigga.
Who is that?
Anyways, this is Two Gays to Function, and we are back in this bitch like, I don't know. What are we back like?
We're like jelly in a jar.
Back like jelly in a jar.
Jelly in a jar.
Okay. I'll let you have it.
What else? Like a turtle in its shell. A crab in its shell. Right? Turtles and crabs go in shells. A snail in its shell.
Okay. You just went over your head.
It's going a lot.
It's fine. You're tired.
It's fine. Jet lagged. You know.
So, you know.
Life of a mile high clubber.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am. I was more than a mile high. Don't worry.
How's your trip?
It was great.
Where'd you go?
Las Vegas. Guys, weed is legal in Vegas. Come walk around with it if you want to.
Walk around with what?
Weed.
Weed?
Yeah.
Fun.
It was great. It was amazing. You can't have it in the car, though. That's what will get you. You can't have it. You know, like, open container law?
Yeah.
Alcohol, same type of deal.
I've never been. I want
to
go.
So you go, you know, you go to a dispensary.
Yeah.
It all smells like weed. It's like, you know the fierce smell in Abercrombie, like the cologne smell? Mm-hmm. I swear they just pump the smell of marijuana into the walls.
Yes.
Like it comes out of the sprayers every, like, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, they're like, you know what? These people need a contact high.
No, I can't. Mm-mm.
So we went there. Oh, my God. And so they have, like, it's like a jewelry store. Like, you go into a jewelry store and they're in the cases. They have all types of shit. They have edibles. They have vapes.
Okay.
They have, like, little like, I don't... They just ask what kind of strain you want, right?
Okay.
And then you pick and choose from that. They give you a discount if you're a student. They give you a discount if it's your first time.
Student discount?
They give you a birthday discount. They give you, if you're active member, discount.
Yes!
Our place was, if you rode a taxi and not an Uber, you got a discount, so we got a discount on that.
Okay, so you just get a discount for anything.
It's really like,
oh, you up your ass this morning, you get a discount.
Yeah.
Oh, you brush your teeth, you get a discount.
But, I mean, if you want a bag of 10 edibles, like, say, like, Chewies, I guess, like, mm-hmm. kind of like...
Like gummy bears or something?
Like a gummy bear, yeah.
Yeah.
It's $37.
Yep, so that's where I would draw the line. That's I would go play my own weed. It's fine.
It smells really good. Wow. Guys, we have a third member named Jarvis.
That name is so ugly.
That's the Iron Man guy.
I know.
But yeah, so it's $37. The high lasts like fucking forever. That's what I did the entire time. Just sat and was drunk drinking daiquiris.
I haven't had an edible in a very long time.
Daiquiris are so fucking good too, bitch.
Like strawberry daiquiris?
All types of daiquiris.
I mean, I feel like daiquiris are, like, for old people.
Old what?
People.
Oh, okay.
What?
Old people. I mean, they're great. You know, you sip on your alcohol, it doesn't take... You don't drink it all at once, you know, when you're thirsty.
If I'm only sipping my alcohol from if I'm out in public, like, at a restaurant.
Jelani, don't drink.
If I'm out and about, I'm gonna chug it.
Chug what? You don't drink, so I don't even understand
what you're talking about. When I do drink...
The only thing you drink is the Lord's words...
That made sense.
It does make sense. It does make sense. You see, coming up on my own... Bitch!
Y'all, your boy is jet lagged.
She is.
How many planes were you on today?
Three, girl.
Three.
Woo!
You're traveling, huh?
All first class, honey. Up in this bitch.
Oh.
Don't ask for the receipts, though, because it's not going to say it on there.
He just snuck up there. Whose name did you take?
Whose name did I take?
Yeah, to get in first class, bitch.
Couldn't tell you. I have to kill you.
I've never been in first class either. It's fine.
I don't see the point in being in first class.
I don't see the point either. Like, what, you going to give me a steak?
Right. But anyway, I had three planes. A steak. Girl, they're going to kill a cow on the plane. Took three planes. I'm here now. So what's good? What's popping?
What's really good?
Planes are fun. LA.
Are you still high?
I wish.
You're talking like... You're still high.
I might be, because I've been high all week. It's great.
Yeah, no.
LA was cool.
How was that? We weren't there that long, were you?
Everybody's doing the Kylie Jenner lip, or is that the challenge?
Yeah,
the
Kylie Jenner lip challenge.
Yeah, they're all doing it. That's all. It's still a fat thing there.
I can't believe he said that people in LA's lips look like prolapsed pussy.
Like, honestly, where's the lie? I was so surprised.
The Rosebud Challenge.
Is that what we're going to do?
We're
going to do it? I'm here
My
for
lips,
it.
I have lips. You have lips. We good over
we're
here.
We're blessed.
We good.
I know.
We good. Oh my God. You should be a very happy Caucasian man.
I am. Not on Grindr, though. I'm Latino, if anybody's wondering.
Yeah. We're not going to go into that. I almost did, but I took it back. Anyways, so I... wanted to talk about this week. Well, one of my topics we'll talk about are people on Instagram.
Okay.
Who have business info, contact information, booking information, but they don't do anything. Like, they have no business. Like, that, I don't see the part. Like, what is the point?
What is the point of what? Having them do that?
Yes.
Why does that bother you?
It doesn't bother me. I just think it's very... funny to see homeboy right next to me, you know, saying, hey, book me for this.
Do they have
but
a talent?
You don't do anything.
I need like an example.
But like, for instance, well,
do you have hardcore example?
A hardcore
like
example?
Like a hardcore like notes, like there's evidence of this happening.
I mean, somebody did it
We're in court right now.
We're in court?
Yeah. How to get away with murder.
I don't put anybody on blast.
You have no receipts.
Right,
we don't gotta pull nobody's name up.
I mean,
we're not gonna do any of that.
Like public figures. What constitutes a public figure? Like, what makes you a public figure?
You know what? Google is a magic tool.
Yes, because I would love to know.
You said a public figure?
If taking selfies of yourself and posting them on social media makes you a public figure, then I guess I'm a public figure, too. But you know what? Like, and, like, we actually have...
Okay, ready?
Yeah, give me the real definition.
Webster Dictionary definition.
Mm-hmm.
A title someone gives themselves to hide the fact they have no real job, implying they have a lot of followers on Instagram, is a career.
The shade.
That was wild.
Webster, the whole damn
that
tree.
Wow.
Interesting.
It wasn't Webster, it was Urban Dictionary, but it still worked.
Bitch, you told me Webster.
I did. But anyway, still the same shit.
That,
same horn, different dress.
Yeah, same horn, different dress, literally. Yeah. Because that's what I see all the time, like... And we have a podcast, and we don't even fucking, bitch, we don't have contact information.
We don't.
We trying to, bitch.
Because they don't have
no means. For
they,
what?
They have no means of contacting
us. Who gonna come besides the ants?
Nobody.
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 We ain't quite there yet. So they ain't no motherfucker. Like, I don't want to see your face being promoted on my timeline.
What if they got a pretty face?
Okay, and what are you doing? What are you promoting?
A pretty face? Are you mad that we, you know, we just, we...
What?
We just don't have the filters to make our face look like that? I mean, I'd be mad too, bitch. I'd be looking at people, I'm like, okay, come on.
We don't need those filters.
We don't.
All natural over here.
All natural. Natural. Yes, like the organic version of food?
Yes.
All these Instagram thoughts are like... The GMO food.
The real organic gaze of Atlanta.
The real organic gaze. It sounds healthy.
I know.
What if we're like the zero calorie version of just food, you know?
No, we got calories. Yeah. Okay. Because if it got zero calories, it don't taste that good. We got calories.
Sounds tastes like water.
Yummy in my tummy.
Yummy in my tummy. I still don't understand that lyric.
I don't want to be honest.
So what are we learning from what you were talking about public figures?
I just think it's just embarrassing. Don't do it, people. It doesn't make any sense. Like, if you have a business, cool. You promote yourself. But if you're just taking selfies and...
Living the life that everybody else wants to live.
And living that life that every Atlanta gay wants to live. That socialite life where you're just trying to fit in... And, you know, spend all your money on this and the third. But you live with the roaches. You know, just
Joe.
Do better.
Joe, was the roach's name Joe?
Yes, Joe's a part. No, Joe is the man's name.
Joe's the man's name, okay.
Yeah. Don't be like Joe, you guys. Do better. Want better for yourself.
Do better.
Because, no. It's just not okay. We're trying to help.
What if you just don't have, like, what if that's your hobby?
What?
Taking pictures of yourself.
Bitch, these pictures that I'm looking at right now, they basic. I can take these pictures.
Okay. I don't even know what to talk about with this.
I'm just saying, I'm really just throwing shade at all the Atlanta gays who do this. All the gays, period, who do this, because I don't understand the point of it.
They just don't have anything else to do.
But
it's not only gay men that do this too. It's just like, you know.
But girls. most gay men in Atlanta want to live that life.
Yes.
There's a few of them that I have worked with in the past. And, you know, they just. I don't know. But that's hot. Bitch, are you really?
I am. This man is on here is just, you know, he's acting crazy. I'm pretty sure I have a
feeling. Corona is definitely trying to get his ass eaten tonight.
Yes, but ma'am.
It's cool.
It is. He said, side note, he was like, do you want to fuck? And I said, no. And he said, then what do you want to do? You know what? Let me stop. Wow, this got real graphic.
Gross. Nasty. If y'all hear my stomach growling, I'm not hungry. I just think my stomach's about to, like, blow the fuck up.
Oh, I see the peanut a day diet. But what I would like to talk about this week, as experienced, I just feel like if you're going to be a real friend, you know, at any given moment, it could be a photo shoot. You gotta stay ready.
Stay ready so you gotta get ready.
Exactly.
Rule number 3045.
If your friend is struggling to, you know, get their angle, to get their pose, it is your job to hype them up. Is it not?
True tea.
If you gotta play some music, some Yin Yang Twins.
Yin Yang Twins.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That is good for any occasion. A funeral.
Oh.
A church.
Okay.
A daycare. Mm. Everybody's gonna be hype, okay? It's gonna be a good time.
Okay, where are we going with this?
I'm just saying, if you want a good-ass picture, and, like, if me and you are trying to take a picture, I'm going to be there to hype you up, okay?
Right.
I mean, give me looks.
We know how to take pictures of each other.
No, you don't even need to know how to take pictures of people.
You need to know what the fuck you're doing.
Okay, alright, so can we talk about how people take pictures on Oh, it makes me so mad. Not even on Instagram, just in general, how they do it sideways.
Friends and future friends, if I hand you my phone, mind you, I have an iPhone 10 Max, bitch, if I give you this shit, which has this good-ass camera, and you just stand in my face and hit that fucking shutter button, I'm going to snatch my phone and slap you. I need you to be on your fucking knees.
Thank you.
I need you to be doing a handstand. Do what you got to do.
Yes.
To get
Jesus.
The flick.
Yes.
Okay? Because.
Hallelujah.
Like, what the fuck is the point?
I don't know. But we also need to talk about. If you're posting a picture on Instagram, you have to have at least 3 to 4 people that you send that picture to prior to actually posting it. You have to have your panel of judges.
Yes.
Okay, and if you don't get a 10 out of 10 on everyone, you don't post it.
You don't post it. It
just doesn't happen.
But at the end of the day.
And then you can ruin a picture with a filter too, right? Can you not?
Yes. You can ruin a picture with a filter.
Yes, and the face tune and the teeth whitening. Why your lips look like you do
cocaine? I zoom in on people's pictures. So if I see, you know, the wall looking a little.
Curved. And your ass looking a little fat.
We gon' know. So don't get crazy. It's okay. A little bit's okay. Wait, some of y'all just take it too far. It's fine. If you're not thick in all the right places, you know, not everybody can be built like us.
I mean, not a lot of people like thickness either. So
THICC.
CCC, 3 C's.
Yes, 3 C's. 3 C's.
Triple CC. But yeah, so pictures, I feel like if you have friends, they need to be able to hype you up, no?
Yes.
Just
like what if you're not a real friend if you can take a picture of me.
That's it. At the end of the day, that's it.
At the end of the day, if I'm looking real dumb, if you got me looking dumb in these streets, I'm a fuck.
And I better
go
through my camera the camera roll and be like, oh my god, there's 85 pictures of me doing the exact same thing.
Yes, exactly.
But that's 83 of those one of those 83 pictures is gonna be different than the rest of them.
True T.
Okay.
Like I don't want you to say 1, 2, 3. Ready, set, say cheese.
Hit
don't
that
do that.
Button.
Let's hit that button, bitch. Hit the button. Click it 1,000 times until I say stop.
That's honestly, Linda.
Listen, Linda.
Honestly, Hannah.
Like, bitch.
Honestly, Hannah. Listen, Linda.
What?
Quiet. What are we gonna? We have to come up with names that like go with these.
Quiet Quentin.
Quiet Quentin. Wow, Quentin. What's a woman? What's a woman's name? Quinn.
Quinn.
Quiet Quinn. Shut the fuck up, Stacy. Wow, this could go on forever.
We're not gonna go on forever.
You can.
At the end of the day, people.
Retard Rebecca. That's bad. You can't say that, can you?
You guys, forgive Perone. He's just not thinking tonight. He's not himself. How would you say that?
She was knocked on the head. I mean, I'm just coming up with shit to say.
Just put a little filler. Oomph in it.
It's filler.
That's all I want. Put a little oomph in it.
In a picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I want your knees to be ashy as fuck.
Cuts.
At the cuts. Those bruises.
Those shoes better not be looking
work
white anymore.
For it.
Okay. Okay. I want to see necks broken. I want to see backs cracked.
Yes, bitch.
A stiff bitch.
Y'all niggas need to become Mr. Fantastic. We are taking my motherfucking pictures.
Thank you.
Oh,
alright, so that's all I gotta say on that.
So you real bitter about that, huh?
I was real hurt because I took so many good pictures of him.
Of course you did.
I mean, I would take good pictures of any one of my friends because I'm not gonna have you looking crazy.
Of course.
I mean, it's my nature.
But that's what happens when you're friends with a narcissist and a racist. Even it. We're gonna move on.
Wow.
I mean, he called a girl monkey. But, you know, we don't talk about that right now.
We're not going to talk about that, you know?
Anyways, guys. Ooh, that could be such a good subject for next week.
What? Talk about what?
How do you... I need to word this properly.
How do you what?
How do you stay friends with somebody who is low-key kind of racist against the race that you, like, date?
That's for next week.
We're gonna spicy.
That is spicy.
Muy caliente. Is muy caliente hot?
Muy caliente.
Very hot.
Yes.
Right? Yes.
Oh, he's bilingual now.
I'm trying. I'm getting there. I'm trying to be. I don't know the right words for that.
You don't know the right words for what?
Anyways, so I was talking to somebody earlier today.
Uh-huh.
And they were suggesting, like, hey, like, you know, let's go to the gay bar. Or
this person is getting, like, closer on Grindr, and it's freaking me out.
They're getting closer?
Yes.
Okay. You just lock your door.
Yeah, because I don't know. It's weird.
They're coming for you, bitch.
Bitch, I'm not kidding. Look at this. Sorry, guys. Side note.
Yikes. Oh, you playing games. He said he liked games. Bitch, don't do this while I'm here. Oh, Jesus. We got Jigsaw outside, y'all. I'm not going to my car.
I'm not.
No. Okay. Anyways, like I was saying. Wow. Somebody's outside. I don't. Okay. Fuck. Now I'm scared. What was I saying? What? Perone, stop. You're freaking me out. Bitch. I don't have my taser with me. Stop playing. Don't turn it off. Delete the app. Hold on. Oh my god. Bitch. Bitch, I'm not playing. Who is that? They reply? What'd they say? Games are... Bitch, hold on. Wait. He put... He said, I win.
Bitch, I'm not kidding.
Okay, you guys. Okay. Okay. Can you explain to them what's going on?
I don't know who it is. I think I know who it is.
Who is it? I'm about to go outside and beat that bitch ass. I was really scared for 5 fucking seconds.
I think it's him.
Why?
Can we pause this podcast? We're coming back.
All right, guys. We're going to take a little break because we're having some technical difficulties right now. Someone's trying to fucking kill us. This happened. Basically, Perone was on Grindr and this guy messaged him and was like, basically like saying, do you want to play a game? Like, do you like games? And Perone, of course, went with it and was like jumping around. And then the guy kept getting closer and closer. And what was he, like 20 feet away?
Yes.
Basically, like outside your house. And then said, I win. Sent his location, saying that he was outside the house. And then disappeared.
That was the most terrifying shit of my entire life.
Bitch, I know.
I almost just wanted to cry.
Like, I get it's Halloween, but...
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
Bitch, I was literally shaking.
Yeah, you and me both, bitch. I am black.
I know. Is that person on? Is it on? Did you check?
I'm about to check right now. Because I'm scared. No. Yes. I don't know what the fuck. I don't even want to... Anyways, so... Wow, we're shook. It's unlocked. We're shook. Shooketh. To the core.
We are. Okay. They're still out there.
And I have to go home because I don't live here. So.
All right, yeah. That was a cute little episode, guys.
It's not over, bitch. Fuck that person, mate. We bad bitches. They can kill us. Okay. So, I was gonna. Damn, like, I'm so, like, flustered right now.
I can't even, like, think right.
So, we're going to continue.
What were you even talking about?
I was trying to talk about... I was saying how I was talking to somebody earlier. Mm-hmm. And they were, you know, saying like, oh, you know, sometimes let's go to the bar, let's go to the club, or whatever. And I just feel like, at what point in your life are you too old to go to, like, bars? Straight or gay? Like...
Yeah.
Is there, like... Never, like, you know, consistently, like, let's go out every weekend. Let's get wasted every weekend. Like, would you say it was called a circuit gay?
Circuit gay, yeah.
Yeah, like, when is it time to stop?
I don't know. That's a good question. I can't think straight right now.
Bitch, Prone's still shook, you guys.
I'm shook as fuck. And I want to find out who it is.
Well.
And they're back online. They're still there, too, check.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. You guys, this is like a murder mystery right now. Like, you guys are getting it first-hand experience. Every time I hear a car drive by, like, I freak out. Alright, so... Turn that off. Bitch, Prone's turning off all the lights. Yeah. So, you know what? We are going to end the episode here because some freak shit's going on. We don't know what the fuck it is. But next week, we will be back because clearly nothing happened to us. And we'll explain more as to why you should not use You just fart?
Yes, I'm nervous.
Wow. Okay. Well, guys, don't forget that we are now on Spotify and Apple Music and SoundCloud. Hopefully, we will be available on all streaming platforms eventually. What else? Don't forget to follow us and subscribe and rate. I think that's all I got. So, yeah. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. We love you guys. Bye.